Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah. Wa sayyid al-khalqi ajma'in, and the chief of all the creation in its entirety, Nabiyyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and likewise all of his family and companions in entirety, amma ba'd, as for what follows. Then on this evening preceding the 13th day of Jumada al-Akhirah in the year 1438, we return here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh with our brothers via Telelink at the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida. وَفَّقَهُمْ اللَّهُ وَسَدَّدَ خُطَاهُمْ. May Allah Ta'ala grant them success and stability. We return to our weekly study of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three principles penned by the great scholar Shaykh Al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullahu ta'ala, and explained by the great scholar Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on both of them. And we've reached page number 111. Right at the top, the text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha continues, وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and that you believe in the qadr, the good of it and the bad of it. And this is an extension to the previous topics. The previous topics were the five pillars of Iman. Leading up to this, the sixth and final pillar of Iman, that belief in is required from every Muslim. And we'll read the text to the end of the topic of Al-Qadr, and then we'll go into the explanation offered by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ السِّتَّةِ, and the evidence for these six pillars are قَوْلُهُ, the statement of Allah, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not piety that you turn your faces in the direction of the east or the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. However, piety is the one who believes in Allah. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the last day. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ, and he believes in the angels. وَالْكِتَابِ, and the book of revelation. وَالنَّبِيِّينَ, and the prophets. And that's from Surah Al-Baqarah, the 177th verse. And then the author ends his discussion on the topic of Qadr saying at the top of page 114, وَدَلِيلُ الْقَدَرِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence for Qadr as an essential belief, the divine pre-decree, that is, the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Verily we have created all things with Qadr. That's the 49th verse of Surah Al-Qamar. And now we return back to page 111, where we will read the explanation of the virtuous and greatly capable and knowledgeable scholar, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen, in explanation of the topic of Al-Qadr. He says, Al-Qadru bi fath al-dal. Qadr has a fatha on the dal, meaning qadr and not qadr. Qadr. The qadr of something with a fatha, with a sukoon on the dal, is the amount. It's measurement, its amount. And the qadr is a reference to the taqdeer of Allah, as the explainer says, taqdeerullahi ta'ala lil ka'inat. It is the measurement or the divine amounts attributed or assigned to everything by Allah the Most High for everything in existence. حَسْبَ مَا سَبَقَ عِلْمُهُ, however has proceeded in his knowledge, وَاقْتَضَتْ حِكْمَتُهُ, and however his wisdom has dictated that matter to occur. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدَرِ يَتَضَمَّنُ أَرْبَعَةَ أُمُورٍ, and belief in Qadr includes four matters. الأول, the first matter, الإيمان بأن الله تعالى علم بكل شيء جملة وتفصيلا. To believe that Allah the Most High has known about all things in general ways, meaning all things in a general way, and specifically and in a detailed way about every individual item, every specific thing that is to know about that item. أزلاً وأبداً, always and forever. That has always been the case and will always be the case. سواء كان ذلك مما يتعلق بأفعاله أو بأفعال عباده. Whether that knowledge is connected to his own actions or the actions of his servants. That's knowledge. From the qadr of Allah is Allah's knowledge of all matters. الثاني, the second matter that is required to be part of our belief in qadr. And some of the scholars call these maratibul qadr, the levels of qadr, each one being required that you believe in them. The second one is al-imanu bi anna Allah kataba dhalika fi al-lawh al-mahfuz. To believe that Allah has written that in the preserved tablet, al-lawh al-mahfuz, the preserved tablet. Wa fi hadhayn al-amrayn, and regarding these two matters, meaning the first and second matters of our belief in qadr, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you not know? Or haven't you known that Allah knows all things in the heavens and on earth? إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. Verily that is in a recorded book. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That is something upon Allah very easy. That's the 170th verse of Surah Al-Hajj. وَفِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمٍ, and in the authentic compilation of Al-Imam Muslim, عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص, on the authority of عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, قال, he said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, saying, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ. Allah had written the exact measurements about all matters of the creation, قَبْلَ أَن يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, before he created the heavens and the earth, بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً, by a time period of 50,000 years, meaning 50,000 years before he created the heavens and the earth, he had already written the measurements and the exact details of all matters that would be created. الثالث, the third matter that we are to believe in as it relates to qadr, the divine pre-decree, الْإِيمَانُ بِأَنَّ جَمِيعَ الْكَائِنَاتِ, to believe that all of the created things, everything in existence, لَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا بِمَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, it does not, nothing of that happens or does anything except by the will of Allah the Most High. سَوَاءً كَانَتْ مِمَّا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِفِعْلِهِ, whether that is connected to his own actions, أَمْ مِمَّا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِفِعْلِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ, or whether that is connected to the actions of the created beings. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِفِعْلِهِ, Allah the Most High has said regarding what is connected to his actions, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ, and your Lord creates whatever he wishes and he chooses. From Surah Al-Qasas, the 86th verse. وَقَالَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, and Allah does whatever he chooses, whatever he wishes. From Surah Ibrahim, the 27th verse. وَقَالَ, and Allah has said, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ, he is the one who fashions you in the wombs however he so chooses. From Surah Ali Imran, the 6th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَ فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِفِعْلِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ, and Allah has said, as it relates to the actions of the created beings, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقَاتَلُوكُمْ, and had Allah so willed, he would have put them upon you, he would have allowed them to attack you, and they would have fought you. from Surah An-Nisa, the 90th verse. وَقَالَ, and he has said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ, and had Allah willed, they would not have done that. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ, so leave them alone and the things that they invent. From Surah Al-An'am, the 112th verse. الرابع, the fourth matter that is required for us to believe in as it relates to the qadr of Allah, الإيمان بأن جميع الكائنات مخلوقة لله تعالى, that we believe that all of the things in existence are created things, the property of Allah that He has created, and He is the Most High. بذواتها وصفاتها وحركاتها, in and of themselves, and their attributes, and their actions, or their movements. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, الله خالق كل شيء, Allah is the creator of all things. وهو على كل شيء وكيل, and He is above all things as a disposer of affairs. From Surah Az-Zumar, the 62nd verse. وقال, and Allah has said, وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا, and He has created all things and He has measured them with a precise and sure measurement. From Surah Al-Furqan, the 2nd verse. وَقَالَ عَنْ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and He has said about the Prophet of Allah, Abraham, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, أَنَّهُ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, that He said to His people, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah has created you and all that you do, meaning your deeds, your actions are from the creation of Allah. From Surah As-Safat, the 96th verse. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen continues, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدَرِ عَلَى مَا وَصَفْنَا, and to believe in qadr, the way that we have described here, لَا يُنَافِي أَن يَكُونَ لِلْعَبْدِ مَشِيئَةٌ فِي أَفْعَالِهِ الْإِخْتِيَارِيَّةِ وَقُدْرَةٌ عَلَيْهَا. That does not contradict the reality of the servant having a free will to do the actions that he does, that he chooses, and an ability of his own to perform those actions. لِأَنَّ الشَّرْعَ وَالْوَاقِعَ دَالَّانِ عَلَىٰ إِثْبَاتِ ذَلِكَ لَهُ. That's because the shara, meaning textual evidences from revelation, and reality, waqi', the witnessed and seen reality in front of you, these two things prove that that is established, meaning that people have free will and they have ability. أَمَّا الشَّرْعُ, as for the textual evidences that prove this point, فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْمَشِيئَةِ, then Allah the Most High has said about their will, the human being's free will, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَى رَبِّهِ مَآبًا, then whoever so wills, meaning from the people, let him take a way to return to his Lord. From Surah An-Naba, the 39th verse. وَقَالَ فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ, and He has said, then approach your tilth however you wish. From Surah Al-Baqarah, the 223rd verse. وَقَالَ فِي الْقُدْرَةِ, and He has said about their ability, the human being's ability. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, so fear Allah to the best of your ability. وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا, and hear, listen, and obey. From Surah At-Taghabun, the 16th verse. وَقَالَ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, and He has said, Allah does not burden a soul beyond its scope. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ, each soul will have in its favor the works, the good works it has done, and against it shall be the sins it has committed, what it has earned of sin. From Surah Al-Baqarah, the 286th verse. That's the textual evidences from the book of Allah Ta'ala, proving that people have both a will to do things and abilities to do those things. وَأَمَّا الْوَاقِعُ, and as for the reality that we can see and witness, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ لَهُ مَشِيئَةً وَقُدْرَةً, every person knows that he has a choice, a will to choose things, and abilities to enact those things. بِهِمَا يَفْعَلُ وَبِهِمَا يَتْرُكُ. Through those two things, through his choice and his ability, he does some things, and through those two things, he also leaves other actions. وَيُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ مَا يَقَعُ بِإِرَادَتِهِ كَالْمَشِي. And he's able to distinguish between matters that he chooses to do by his own will, like walking, وَمَا يَقَعُ بِغَيْرِ إِرَادَتِهِ كَالْإِرْتِعَاشِ. And the things that happen that are not from his will, involuntary actions, the likes of shaking or shivering. And he means here, like when it's cold and you shiver, you begin to shake, your body shakes. It's not that you choose to shiver, that's an involuntary action that your body does. لَكِنَّ مَشِيئَةَ الْعَبْدِ وَقُدْرَتَهُ وَاقِعَتَانِ بِمَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. However, the will of a person, a servant, and his capability, these things exist and take place only through the will of Allah the Most High. Not independently, but dependent on the will of Allah the Most High. وَقُدْرَتِهِ لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And through his capabilities. And that is due to the statement of Allah the Most High, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. So then for whomever of you so wishes, let him be righteous. Let him stand up firmly as a righteous Muslim. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ. But you will not will to do so. إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Unless it has been willed, it is the will of Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. That's from Surah At-Takwir, the closing two verses, number 28 and 29. وَلِأَنَّ الْكَوْنَ كُلَّهُ مُلْكٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. And also because the entire dominion, the entire universe, it is all the property of Allah the Most High. فَلَا يَكُونُ فِي مُلْكِهِ شَيْءٌ. So there would be nothing in his dominion بِدُونِ عِلْمِهِ وَمَشِيئَتِهِ, that would be without his knowledge or without his will for that thing to happen. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدْرِ عَلَى مَا وَصَفْنَا. And to believe in qadr, the divine pre-decree, in the way we have described, لَا يَمْنَحُ الْعَبْدَ حُجَّةً عَلَى مَا تَرَكُ. This does not grant the servant an excuse or a proof as it relates to things that he has abandoned, min al-wajibat, duties that he was supposed to have upheld, أو فعل من المعاصي, or things that he has done of disobedient behavior. وَعَلَى هَذَا, and then based on this, فَاحْتِجَاجُهُ بِهِ بَاطِلٌ مِنْ وُجُوهِ. Then him using as a proof for his disobedience or his negligence of duties, him using as a proof for that the qadr, that is falsehood, that is rejected, and it is falsehood from a number of angles. You know, there are people, they say, you know, yeah, I have a girlfriend and yeah, I had a baby, but it was the qadr of Allah. There was no way around it. Think about the way people interact with things. They bring out the qadr when it's time to get an excuse for some sin they've done. The same kind of people, when it comes to hard work and getting the paycheck, they say, this is my work. And this is my paycheck that I deserve. And if you gave them 1 hour less in the wage, they would fight you over it because I worked 36 hours. Why did you pay me for 35? They claim those hours of work for themselves. They're productive, they're good things, so they want them for themselves. But their sins, what do they say? Qadr Allah. These were from the qadr of Allah. And it's a word of truth, and the intention behind it is filth and falsehood. Think about it. The good that I did, that's me. The bad that I did, put it on Allah. He's the one who wrote that upon me. So now any filthy behavior you've done, write it off as qadr. It's what Allah made me do. And so put it on Allah and don't take blame for it yourself. This is against the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah in dealing with sinful behavior. The scholars of Ahlul Sunnah said it's not permissible to mention the qadr of Allah when you are talking about your sinful behavior. Not that we believe that sins happen outside of the qadr of Allah. We believe that no sin happened and no act of obedience happened. No permissible action happened, no statement, no action. None of that was ever outside of the qadr of Allah. But we are not allowed to say, when talking about a sin that we have committed, that that was from the qadr of Allah. in a way that excuses us from responsibility or lightens up our sense of responsibility. The author says here, this is batil, this is rejected falsehood, min wujuh, from a number of angles. Al-awwal, the first angle. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the statement of Allah the Most High, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, the people who have committed polytheism, they're going to say, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا, had it not been the will of Allah, then we would not have committed shirk. We would not have committed polytheism. They're using qadr as a proof or an excuse for what they have done. وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا, nor would our fathers have committed polytheism. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِن شَيْءٍ, and we would not have declared anything to be impermissible that Allah had made halal. We would not have done that in violation of Allah's legislation. Now, examine that carefully. Technically, it's true. Technically, it is true. Had Allah not willed for the people of shirk to commit shirk, He would have made them upon tawheed. From the all-encompassing and all-dominating power of Allah, He could have done with them whatever He so chooses to do. Yet, He has decreed, He has made His decree before He has even created them. Yet it's not permissible to use that as an excuse, and it is from the ways of the people of polytheism to mention the qadr of Allah to excuse oneself from responsibility. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, thus, the people rejected the truth who came before them like this, in this way. حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا, until they were made to taste our punishment or our harm. قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, say, do you have any knowledge? فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا, so that you could bring it out for us. إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ, you follow nothing but conjecture. وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ, and you're doing nothing but lying. That's the 148th verse of Surah Al-An'am. وَلَوْ كَانَ لَهُمْ حُجَّةٌ بِالْقَدَرِ مَا أَذَاقَهُمَ اللَّهُ بَأْسَهُ, and had they really had a proof in the qadr of Allah, meaning mentioning the qadr was indeed a proof that would excuse them, then Allah would not have made them to taste the punishment. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Athani, the second angle to reject this concept, and this is the concept of those who say, I only sinned because of qadr. The second way we respond is قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the statement of Allah the Most High, رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, messengers that were bringers of glad tidings and warners. لِأَنْ لَا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ, so there would not remain for the people any proof upon Allah after the messengers. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah is and has always been almighty and all-wise. The 165th verse of Surah An-Nisa. وَلَوْ كَانَ الْقَدَرُ حُجَّةً لِلْمُخَالِفِينَ, had qadr been a usable proof for the people who have violated Allah's order to defend themselves, لَمْ تُنْتَفَ بِإِرْسَالَ الرُّسُلِ, then that would not have been negated through the sending of the messengers. Meaning the messengers being sent is something that cancels their excuse. لِأَنَّ الْمُخَالَفَةَ بَعْدَ إِرْسَالِهِمْ وَاقِعَةٌ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that's because their opposition after having the messengers sent to them is something that happens through the qadr of Allah. الثالث, the third angle. مَا رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِيُّ وَمُسْلِمٌ وَاللَّفْظُ لِلْبُخَارِيِّ, what has been collected by the two Imams Bukhari and Muslim, and the wording is the wording of Bukhari. عَنْ عَلِي بْنْ أَبِي طَالِبٍ, the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that the messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كُتِبَ مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ أَوْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, there is not a single one of you except that his place or his seat in the fire or in paradise has already been written for him. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, so a man from the people said, أَلَا نَتَّكِلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, shouldn't we just relax then, O Messenger of Allah? Meaning, stop working and stop chasing after good deeds. قَالَ لَا اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ He said to him, No, rather work, and each and every person shall be granted ease, meaning towards what he's been created for, as comes in the narration to be mentioned. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى Then he read the verses from Surah Al-Layl, and as for the one who gives and has piety, al-ayah, the verse, وَفِي لَفْظٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ And in one version of the report collected by Imam Muslim, فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ For each and every person is going to be given ease towards what he's been created for. Meaning if he's been created to be in paradise, then he will find ease in the actions of the people of paradise. If he's been created to be in the hellfire, he will find ease in gravitating towards the deeds and the statements of the people of the fire. فَأَمَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِالْعَمَلِ So the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, ordered them to do actions. وَنَهَى عَنِ الْإِتِّكَالِ عَلَى الْقَدَرِ And he forbade them from leaning back and relaxing and not working, just relying on the qadr, just relying on what was written from the divine pre-decree. What are these verses from Surah Al-Layl? Where's the taysir? كُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى As for the one who gives in charity, and he's pious, he has taqwa, and he believes in the husna, the reward after death, then we shall give him ease towards the easy way, or the way of ease, and that is the way towards paradise. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى And as for the one, firstly, he's stingy and views himself as independent and self-sufficient. And he rejects the belief in al-husna, the resurrection and recompense after death. فَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى Then we shall make easy for him the way towards the difficult path. That is the path to the hellfire. And we'll pause here locally to listen to the adhan. InshaAllah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Al-Rabi'u, the fourth way to refute those who would try to justify their sinfulness by saying it's qadr, it's been written. أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَمَرَ الْعَبْدَ وَنَهَاهُ That Allah, the Most High, has given orders to the servant, meaning all of the servants, and He has forbidden them from things. وَلَمْ يُكَلِّفْهُ إِلَّا مَا يَسْتَطِيعُ And He has not placed a burden upon him with other than what he can actually bear, with what he is able to do. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ So fear Allah as much as you are able. The 16th verse of At-Taghabun. وَقَالَ And Allah has said, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا Allah does not burden any soul more than it can bear. From Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 286. وَلَوْ كَانَ الْعَبْدُ مُجْبَرًا عَلَى الْفِعْلِ Had it been the case that a person is forced to do the action that he does, meaning with no choice of his own, لَكَانَ مُكَلَّفًا بِمَا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ الْخَلَاصَ مِنْهُ Then he would have been burdened with what he would never be able to get away from. وَهَذَا بَاطِلٌ This is something that is rejected logically. وَلِذَٰلِكَ إِذَا وَقَعَتْ مِنْهُ الْمَعْصِيَّةُ بِجَهْلٍ And thus, if some kind of disobedience occurs from him because of ignorance, أو نسيانا, or because of forgetfulness, أو إِكْرَاهٍ, or because of coercion, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِأَنَّهُ مَعْذُورٌ Then there's no sin, there's no burden of sin on the person in these cases, because he's excused. And that's an amazing logical argument, that since some people are excused because of real excuses, like ignorance, like forgetfulness, and being coerced into doing those things, that means there are other people who have made choices to do those things. Look at each and every case from these three cases, there's no ikhtiyar, there's no choice being made. I'm forced to do it, I'll be killed if I don't do it, it's not my choice. I forgot about it. I left a salat because I genuinely forgot it. It wasn't my choice to leave the salat. I didn't fulfill an obligation because no one ever taught me it. It wasn't my choice to leave off that obligation. So in each and every case, when a person doesn't make the choice to do or not do something, then he's not held accountable. He's only accountable for what he intends. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ The actions are going to be judged based on their intentions. الخامس, the fifth angle of refutation of those who use qadr as their proof for why they fell into sinfulness. أَنَّ قَدَرَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سِرٌّ مَكْتُومٌ That the qadr of Allah the Most High is a secret that he has kept hidden. لَا يُعْلَمُ بِهِ It's not known of إِلَّا بَعْدَ وُقُوعِ الْمَقْدُورِ Until the actual qadr that has been prescribed takes place, then you know of it. وَإِرَادَةُ الْعَبْدِ لِمَا يَفْعَلُهُ سَابِقًا عَلَى فِعْلِهِ And the intention of a person to do a deed is something that precedes his actual movement, his action. فَتَكُونَ إِرَادَتُهُ الْفِعْلِ غَيْرَ مَبْنِيَّ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ مِّنْهُ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ So then his intention to do a certain action is built on a lack of knowledge of what the qadr of Allah will be. Meaning, he doesn't know if he'll be able to actualize what he intends. He hopes and he plans, but will it be the qadr of Allah, that which he is planning to do tomorrow? We will only see tomorrow if it happens or if it doesn't happen. And thus he says, Insha'Allah, realizing he is unable to fulfill his irada, his intention, unless it matches the qadr of Allah that has been decreed to take place. وَحِينَ إِذٍ تَنْتَفِي حُجَّتُهُ And in this case then, his using qadr as a proof is rejected or negated. إِذْ لَا حُجَّةَ لِلْمَرْءِ فِي مَا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ As there would be no proof in favor of a man for what he doesn't know about. How could he use qadr as a proof when he didn't know if he was even going to do that thing or not until it actually occurred? السادسُ The sixth angle to refute this excuse, that is the excuse of a sinful person saying it was qadr, what could I do? أَنَّنَا نَرَى الْإِنسَانَ يَحْرُسُ عَلَى مَا يُلَائِمُهُ مِنْ أُمُورِ دُنْيَاهُ We see people, a person being very vigilant about what he sees as being suitable for him and appropriate for him of the affairs of his worldly life. حَتَّى يُدْرِكَهُ Until he actually attains it. وَلَا يَعْدِلَ عَنْهُ And he doesn't go away from it, he doesn't leave it for something else. إِلَى مَا لَا يُلَائِمُهُ And he doesn't leave it for something that he sees as unsuitable for him or inappropriate. ثُمَّ يَحْتَجُ عَلَى عُدُولِهِ بِالْقَدْرِ Then he wouldn't use as a proof for him not taking the appropriate course of action that it was qadr. فَلِمَاذَ يَعْدِلُ عَمَّا يَنْفَعُهُ فِي أُمُورِ دِينِهِ إِلَى مَا يَضُرُّهُ ثُمَّ يَحْتَجُ بِالْقَدْرِ Then why does he go away from what benefits him in his religion, from the affairs of his religion, doing things that harm him in his religion, and then in this case he says, it's the qadr, what could I do? أَفَلَيْسَ شَأْنُ الْأَمْرَيْنِ وَاحِدًا Is it not that these two things are the same? To help understand that issue. When a man does something in his worldly life, he goes after what is befitting. He tries his best to make the best investment, to buy the most sellable product, to do whatever decision in his worldly life will be of the best advantage to him. To try to find the best spouse, not the worst one. The best companion, not the worst one. To find good food, and so on. So he tries for the best. He wants the best, that which he sees as most suitable. He doesn't just take the lowest of that and say, it's qadr, what could I do? That's as it relates to dunya, worldly things. So if he doesn't do that with his worldly life, then why does he do that for his hereafter? Why would he abandon salah and say qadr? It was the qadr of Allah. He didn't write for me to have prayed. Why does he commit fornication and then just say, it's qadr? Allah wrote that upon me, how was I going to get around it, and so on. So why religiously does he behave this way, blaming everything on qadr, when in his dunya he doesn't do that? He's vigilant, he goes after what he wants, he gets it, and he doesn't just take the worst of all things in the dunya and then say, it's the qadr, what could I do? So why does he abuse himself for his hereafter and indulge in his dunya? Wallahu al-musta'an. وَإِلَيْكَ مِثَالًا يُوَضِّحُ ذَلِكَ The Shaykh gives us an example here to help make this clear. لو كان بين يدي الإنسان طريقان أحدهما ينتهي به إلى بلد. If a man had in front of him a choice to go to one of two places, one of them leads him to a place, إلى بلد كلها فوضى وقتل ونهب وانتهاك للأعراض وخوف وجوع. One of those two places is chaos, murder, the loss of property, people's reputations damaged, people live in fear and in hunger. That's the case in one land. والثاني ينتهي به إلى بلد كلها نظام. And the second choice, to go to another place, would land him in a place which is all organized, a very organized place to live. وَأَمْنٍ مُسْتَتِبْ, and ongoing, perpetual safety. وَعِيشٍ رَغِيدٍ, and a nice life, any living that is relaxing. وَاحْتِرَامٍ لِلنُّفُوسِ وَالْأَعْرَاضِ وَالْأَمْوَالِ, and respect, preservation of physical safety, honor, and wealth. It's all protected and upheld. فَأَيُّ الطَّرِيقَيْنِ يَسْلُكُ. Then which of the two paths will he choose? Which of the two places will he go to? إِنَّهُ سَيَسْلُكُ الطَّرِيقَ الثَّانِي. He's going to take the second path. الَّذِي يَنْتَهِي بِهِ إِلَى بَلَدِ النِّظَامِ وَالْأَمْنِ. The one that lands him in a land of organized systems and safety. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ لِأَيِّ عَاقِلٍ أَبَدًا أَنْ يَسْلُكَ طَرِيقَ بَلَدِ الْفَوْضَى. It's not possible for any person of intellect ever to take the path that leads intentionally to the land of chaos. وَالْخَوْفِ وَيَحْتَجُ بِالْقَدْرِ, and the land of fear. And then he says, well, it was the qadr. He chooses for his dunya, the worst of the two places, and then says, well, it was the qadr. فَلِمَاذَا يَسْلُكُ فِي أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ طَرِيقَ النَّارِ. So then why does he take the path as it relates to the hereafter, the path that goes to the fire, دون الجنة, and not the one that goes to paradise, وَيَحْتَجُ بِالْقَدْرِ. And then he does that, the path of sinfulness, transgression, opposition to the order of Allah. And then he says, taking this path, قَدْر, it was the qadr of Allah, I couldn't get away from it. مِثَالًا آخر, another example. نَرَى الْمَرِيضَ يُؤْمَرُ بِالدَّوَاءِ. We see a sick person, he's being ordered to take some medicine. He's prescribed to take medicine. فَيَشْرَبَهُ وَنَفْسُهُ لَا تَشْتَهِيهِ. He takes the medicine while he doesn't desire, he doesn't like it. وَيُنْهَى عَنِ الطَّعَامِ, and he's forbidden from certain food, the sick person. He's told not to eat certain food. أَلَّذِي يَضُرُّهُ, the kind of food that harms his condition. فَيَتْرُكَهُ وَنَفْسُهُ تَشْتَهِيهِ. Yet he leaves that food, based on the doctor's advice, while he wants it, while he likes that food. This is every sick person. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ طَلَبًا لِلشِّفَاءِ وَالسَّلَامَةِ. The sick person does that, seeking a cure and seeking safety. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يَمْتَنِعَ عَنْ شُرْبِ الدَّوَاءِ. It's not possible for him to refrain from taking the medicine. أَوْ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ الَّذِي يَضُرُّهُ. Or he's going to eat the food that's going to harm him. وَيَحْتَجُّ بِالْقَدْرِ. And then he says, قَدْر. It was the qadr of Allah. فَلِمَاذَ يَتْرُكُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So then why does a person leave off what Allah and His Messenger have ordered? أَوْ يَفْعَلُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Or he does the matters that Allah and His Messenger have forbidden him from. ثُمَّ يَحْتَجُّ بِالْقَدْرِ. And then he uses qadr as a proof. And our last point for this session, the seventh angle through which we can reject the statement of those who sin and blame their sin on qadr, أَنَّ الْمُحْتَجَ بِالْقَدْرِ عَلَى مَا تَرَكَهُ مِنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ أَوْ فَعَلَهُ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِ. The one who uses qadr as a proof for the obligations he abandons or the sins that he does, لَوْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْهِ شَخْصٌ, if a person were to transgress against him, فَأَخَذَ مَالَهُ, take his wealth, أَوْ انْتَهَكَ حُرْمَتَهُ, or dishonor him, ثُمَّ احْتَجَ بِالْقَدْرِ, and then that transgressor uses qadr as a proof, وَقَالَ لَا تَلُمْنِي, and he says, don't blame me, فَإِنَّ اعْتِدَائِي كَانَ بِقَدْرِ اللَّهِ, my transgression was only by the qadr of Allah, لَمْ يَقْبَلْ حُجَّتَهُ, he would not accept that angle of proof from the one who transgresses against him. فَكَيْفَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الْإِحْتِجَاجَ بِالْقَدْرِ فِي اعْتِدَاءِ غَيْرِهِ عَلَيْهِ. So how is it that he would not accept someone else transgressing against him and then using the qadr as the excuse. وَيَحْتَجُ بِهِ لِنَفْسِهِ فِي اعْتِدَائِهِ عَلَى حَقِّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Yet he allows himself to use the qadr as his excuse for when he transgresses the limits of Allah the Most High. وَيُذْكَرُ, and it's been mentioned, أَنَّ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that the commander of the faithful, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, رُفِعَ إِلَيْهِ سَارِقٌ إِسْتَحَقَّ الْقَطَعَ. A thief was brought to him that deserved to have his hand chopped off. فَأَمَرَ بِقَطْعِ يَدِهِ. So he ordered that his hand be chopped off. فَقَالَ. So that man said, مَهْلًا يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Wait a minute, O commander of the faithful. فَإِنَّمَا سَرَقْتُ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ. I only stole, my stealing was only from the qadr of Allah. Right? فَقَالَ, and he said, وَنَحْنُ إِنَّمَا نَقْطَعُ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ. Then we only cut your hand off from the qadr of Allah. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has made easy for us. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.